USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's ambassador to the United States said the Biden administration has asked for 24 Russian diplomats to leave the country when their visas expire on September 3rd. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will provide an update to the House on Tuesday about the steps being taken to distribute $46.5 billion in federal funds that were allocated to prevent evictions during the pandemic. Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward said Sellers' response was unacceptable.
We're looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. Voters deserve and demand a full audit shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
More than 2,700 pages. Senators get to work on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Senator James Lankford says he needs more time to digest the bill, but the Oklahoma Republican tells Newsmax TV that he wants to see an infrastructure bill that contains only projects that can be paid for.
Obviously, we need to do infrastructure. That's a given. We do infrastructure. But this is not just an infrastructure bill. This is the Biden team saying they want to do something historic, something that's never been done, to spend more on infrastructure that's ever been done. So it takes the normal infrastructure bill that we would do, which is about $400 billion, which is big, and then it tacks onto it all of these giant things that have no pay-fors on them at all.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Now that 70% of Americans have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, the new Delta variant is not causing more deaths. Harvard Medical School professor Dr. Martin Kulldorff on Fox News.
We're going to always have this virus with us. We cannot eradicate this virus. But the thing is, if you have had COVID or if you have had a vaccine, you have immunity. But immunity doesn't mean that you're not going to test positive, because you can still be exposed to the virus. This virus can still enter your body and it can even start to replicate. What the immune system does is it prevents you from having severe illness or death. So we're always going to have the virus with us. There's always going to be people testing positive. But the key thing is now when so many people, and especially the older people, have had a vaccine and others are immune because they've had the disease, we have seen a decoupling of cases and deaths. So when cases now increase, and it's not just in the U.S., but in other countries, in Europe, for example, the deaths do not increase in the same extent. And that's what you expect when the disease becomes endemic after the pandemic is over. So in some parts of the world now, we are gradually entering the endemic stage. So if we shouldn't testing asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic people. If we did that for all the viruses in the same way as we're doing for COVID and then doing the media attention for every new case, we would all be hiding under our beds.
I'm Lance Bryan. This is USA Radio News.